Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzad Tzipar Lamigdal. One who captures a bird into a tower. So what does this mean? Shefriach Osa, he makes it fly. He chases it in order for it to fly. On Shabbos, until it goes into a Migdal. Here what it means is, it's like a bird cage. It's in the shape of a tower. So there are all different types of bird cages. This one was in the shape of a tower. And once it goes inside the bird cage, it's guarded inside and he's trapped inside the cage. Similarly, Utsavi Labayas. If he runs after a deer and chases it until it goes into a house, and then he locks the door. Chayev may be liable for transgressing the sin of Tzeda, of capturing one of the 39 malachos on Shabbos. They bring down over here, however, if he chases the bird not into a bird cage, but into an actual house, so then he's patur. Why? Because even though it's in a house and the door could be locked, it's very hard to capture it. It could fly all over the house, not really captured yet. And he could even go out of the window. So we don't look at that as, capturing, and therefore, if this goes into a house, one would be patur. And the same thing is with a deer, that he brought it into not a house, but into a garden, or into a big courtyard. So you can't really capture it, it can run all around, and therefore you'd be patur. The only time you'd be liable with a deer and a bird is if the bird goes into an actual cage, or the deer goes into a house, and the door is locked. Moving right along, they argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold Tzipor Lemigdal, with Tzvi Labayas Lechazov Limivarin. So, what it means is like this. Kolomar, she'amnam b'tzipor, really, the chachamim are moda, they agree that by a bird, they hold just like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not liable for transgressing the sin of tzeda, of capturing a bird on Shabbos, until you actually put it into a migdal, into a bird cage. If it just goes into a home, then it can fly all over the place and you're not liable. However, they are like they argue by a deer. Because the Chachamim hold that even if you brought it into a chatzar, a courtyard, or a bivarin is like this big area that's walled off, that, encloses wild animals. So even over there, one is liable for capturing on Shabbos, whereas if Yehuda said only a house, if it just went into a courtyard, he'd be putter. Chachamim say no, that at the end of the day, it's a courtyard, it could be a very, very big courtyard, but it's a courtyard nonetheless, and therefore if the gates locked to the courtyard, they argue at Yehuda and say that one is liable for capturing this deer on Shabbos. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, now a third opinion, but the truth is we're going to see this is not a third opinion, it's only explaining the Chachamim, and this is how we're going to paskin halacha l'maisa. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kala bivarin shavin, not all bivarins are equal. And these bivarins, again, were these big areas that were walled off by a fence, so they're not equal, meaning some are big and some are small. So where do you draw the line of, if it's a huge bivarin, so then even the Chachamim would say that you're not liable because it could run all over the place. If it's really, really small, so then you are liable. So how do you draw the line? So Zeha Klal, this is the rule. Mechusar say that if the bivarin, this big area which is fenced off, like a giant, field, is Mechusar Tzeda, which means you can't capture it. That, once you chase it inside, it's very, very hard to capture it. Even though the doors are locked, it's huge. You can't capture it. So then, even the Chachamim are moda that putter, they'll be agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that you're putter and one's not liable for capturing them on Shabbos. However, if this area that you push them into is, smaller and it's very easy to capture them, then Chayav won't be liable at Karban Chatas on Shabbos if he did it by mistake, or Misa if he did it on purpose. And this is how we paskin, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel explaining the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Moving right along to Mishnah Vav, Tzvi shenichnas labayas. If you have a deer that you brought it into your house, I'm sorry. Here's a different case. Earlier you were chasing it or pushing it into the house. Now what happens? The deer walks into your house by itself. So now you could say, "Hey, I didn't bring it in." However, you went ahead, v'nal echad b'fanav, you went ahead and locked the door. So very nice, you didn't push him in the house, but at the end of the day, even though he walked in on his own, you were the one that locked it. So if the deer comes in your house on his own and you lock the door, even though you didn't touch or push it in, chayav, you're liable for transgressing the sin of seidah, capturing on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, you capture the deer. However, that's all when one person locks the door. What happens if now shnayim, two people lock the door? And this is all in a case where you don't need two people to lock the door. One's good enough. So then they're actually peturin and pater, because we had learned earlier by Hotzah, Parak Yud and Mishnah Hay, that if you do a malacha, an act by two people, whereby they could have done it on their own. They could have locked the door on their own. You don't need two people. And they went ahead and did it together with two people. So this is a shinui. This is something different. And therefore, even though they trapped this deer in the house, they're patur, because this is when you do something like different like this, when you have two people doing something that technically one could do it, it's called shnayim sha'asu. It's two people that are doing it, and this is a patur in Hilcha Shabbos. And the reason is because each person technically only did chatzi malacha, half of malacha. And you're chai, if you're liable, you do a full malacha, not half a malacha. And if two people are doing one malacha together, so then they're only doing half. However, what happens if lo yachal echad lenol? It's a giant gate, and one guy can't even close it on his own. You need to. V'nalu shnayim, and they both close the door together. So now chayev, they're liable, because since they couldn't have done the malacha on their own, you needed two people. So this is deemed one giant halacha, and they're both transgressing now a full malacha, I'm sorry, as opposed to half of a malacha. And there's no shinui here, because you'd always use two people. And therefore, they would be liable for transgressing instead of tzedah of capturing on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, even in this case, where you need two people to close the door, it's a very, very heavy door, even so, he says, I patur. He holds that even if you have something that two people can't, two people can do it together, and one person cannot do it together, so even so, he just, you know, lays down the blanket that whenever there's two people, no matter what, you're a potter. We don't hold like this. We don't pass him like Reb Shimon, because this would be a tremendous leniency. But this is his opinion, and even if, you know, you had to use two people to do it, and technically it really is one malacha, since it's two, not one, he says you'd be patur, but again, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And that concludes Mishnah Vav.